Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my latest devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. 90 meditations provide brief biblical encouragements when your mind feels like it's on overload. It's available on my website, which is gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 40, 1 and 2. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. I was kindergarten age when my family moved to a new housing development. The roads weren't paved yet, so melting snow made them a slushy mess. One afternoon, I pulled on my lime green rubber boots and headed across the street to play at a friend's house. I was halfway across the road when I got stuck in the mud. No matter how hard I tried, I could not free myself. A neighbor heard my cries for help and rushed to my rescue. He lifted me from the muck, carried me to firm ground, and set me down. This memory always takes me to today's Bible verse in which the psalmist experienced a rescue of another sort. Let's take a closer look at his account. The writer describes himself as being in a pit of destruction. He wasn't on the brink or the edge. He wasn't teetering and ready to lose his balance. He was in it. He doesn't give us specifics. He doesn't say this place of distress was due to a physical affliction or an enemy attack. Whatever the cause, we know his soul was distraught. He was in a situation that frightened him. It was an emotionally dark and lonely place, a place void of emotional light and inner peace. Whatever his circumstances, they were extremely unpleasant, and he was helpless to escape them in his own strength. The writer responded by crying to the Lord. In this text, the word Lord is printed in capitals. This refers to the Lord God Almighty, the only true and living God, the one high above all other gods, the self-existent one, the one with no beginning or end. There was no higher power to whom the psalmist could turn. So the psalmist turned to God Almighty to rescue him from his distress, and he waited patiently for his help. The words waited patiently implies that the rescue didn't happen immediately. According to the dictionary's definition of patiently, he waited in a way that shows tolerance of delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Amazing, right? Let me repeat that. He waited in a way that shows tolerance of delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. If only we could always respond as he did. In the original language, waited patiently was worded as, in waiting, I waited. The double word usage suggested unswerving perseverance and hope. The writer expected God to help, and he hung in there until the rescue came. A similar double usage is found in Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. The rescue came when the Lord inclined to the psalmist and heard his cry. That word inclined means bowed. It's a picture of God bending down and coming near. He closes the distance between himself and the one needing help. He heard the psalmist's cry by putting his ear close to the person's mouth, and then he took action. God lifted the writer from the pit and set his feet on a rock. He was now on solid ground, safe and secure from the miry muck that previously threatened to suck him under. There on that rock, his steps were secure. I like the New Living Translation's interpretation that says, "He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along." What a beautiful picture of restoration and renewed strength when walking in close fellowship with the Lord, God Almighty. Maybe you can relate well to the psalmist's experience. Maybe you feel like you're in a pit of despair right now, too. Perhaps you've lost your job and don't know how you'll pay the bills. Maybe you've lost someone you love and are in the pit of grief. Or maybe the muck of misunderstanding within family relationships is pulling you under. Whatever the specifics of your situation, I pray that today's teaching will restore your hope. Let's turn to the Lord, to God Almighty, to rescue us. Nothing else can do what he wants to do for us. Let's wait patiently for his help. Let's expect him to bend down and come near. Let's expect him to hear our cries. He will come through for us. He will. The outcome might not look like what we expect or hope for, and it might not come as soon as we wish, but he will come, and he will put our feet on the rock, on Jesus Christ and his promises. He will make our steps secure so we can move forward in peace. May I pray for you? God Almighty, there is no one higher than you. There's no one who can rescue us from the pit of despair and destruction like you can. We cry out to you for help. Rescue us, Lord. Bring us up from the dark place and set our feet on the rock. We trust you to do this in your timing, and we trust you to help us wait patiently for your timing to be fulfilled. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.